Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Zvachim Pei Zayin, Zvachim 87b, pagination is 174. We'll start on the third line where there's an aleph towards the middle of the line, and the Shita Mikubetza says that the words Ibo'ilohu, they asked the following question, should be inserted because the following words are a question. And the question is, Avir Mizbeach ki Mizbeach Dami Olo, is the ear space of the Mizbeach considered like the Mizbeach or not? We've had a discussion that if something of a Pasul Karbon makes it to the top of the Mizbeach, then it's already considered the Lechem HaMizbeach, the fare, F-A-R-E, of the Mizbeach, and it doesn't go down. The Mizbeach is entitled to it, so to speak, and it's going to be burnt on its fire. So is this talking that it landed on the ground of the Mizbeach? It was placed on the ground of the Mizbeach at its top, but it's actually sitting on the Mizbeach? Or it's being held in the airspace. Is that already considered kalut, so to speak? That it's grabbed, it's included, because it's in the airspace. Toshma, I'll bring you a proof. Kishem sham mizbeach mikadesh kach kevesh mikadesh. Just as the mizbeach is sufficient to grab the thing for the fire, so too the ramp grabs the thing for the fire. And we assume that it works the same way. V'i amrit avir mizbeach lav ki mizbeach dami. If it does not work based on air space, avir kevesh nami lav ki kevesh dami, then I would assume that the ramp air space also works the same way. If you tell me air space doesn't get equated with the ground itself, in which case I have a problem. Hechi masik le mikevesh lamizbeach. How could a person take this item from the ramp to the mizbeach and consider it still on the mizbeach and included and fitting to be put on the fire? Havale yorud. The minute it gets picked up, it's no longer on the Mizbeach, if that's how you define airspace. In which case, it's as if it was brought down. If it was brought down, then you have no business bringing it back up to burn it on the Mizbeach. So take a case where something was put on the ramp. Now someone picks it up the way they normally do and walks it to the Mizbeach. He better stop, because if it's a pasul thing and the only reason we're bringing it on is because it reached the top of the Mizbeach, but if it reached the top of the Mizbeach and then was taken off the Mizbeach, you don't bring it back. So what would be the case that something goes on the ramp and indeed it's supposed to be brought onto the fire of the Mizbeach? The minute you start doing that, it's as if you took it off. And the Gemara says that case would be Dinogad lei, that he pushed it on the ramp onto the Mizbeach in such a way that it literally never left the Mizbeach. That's not the way they normally processed the meat, but in this particular case, if it was placed on the ramp and you're wondering how would the ramp gather it in for the purpose of the fire without ever taking it off, which would mean it doesn't go back on, it's a case where they pushed it. And so we don't have a clear-cut proof that avir mizbeach ki mizbeach dummy at this point. In fact, skipping a few more lines, in the middle of the line, we have another question. Maskif lo Rava bar Rav Chanan. V'i amrit avir mizbeach ki mizbeach domi. If you want to tell me that the airspace of the mizbeach is like the mizbeach, an interesting question. Olas ha'ov de posla b'machshava hechi mishkach asla. The carbon oaf in the ola application has its malika done on the mizbeach. Cohen is standing on the mizbeach. So this carbon ola is already on the mizbeach, at least as far as ear space goes. And there's a halacha, de pasla b'machshava. It's possible to have the wrong intent in terms of time, of when it's going to be brought, and that would cause it not to be able to be brought. So, hechi mishkachasla, we have a problem. Hakolta mizbeach. It's already on the mizbeach, by definition, because that's where the melika of the ola sa'of is done. And that means that even if it was out of bounds of its time, it would still be brought on the mizbeach because it's already on the mizbeach. If you would tell me that the ear space of the mizbeach is not called the mizbeach, then I understand. It never made it to the top of the mizbeach just because the kohen is holding it. But if you tell me that the ear space of the mizbeach is already considered on the mizbeach, then even an improper processing, meaning not in a timely manner, would still end up with the bird being brought on the mizbeach. So what is the case that a non-timely machshava is going to be considered a psul? Had you actually done it, it would still be brought on the mizbeach. So you just thought it over here. Is that really going to passel? And the Gemara answers two lines later, the machshava in such a case would be amanas lahorida lemachar ulaha alosa ulaha ktira. The machshava was that he was going to bring it off the mizbeach, out of its ear space, and then bring it back and burn it. And that indeed would be forbidden, and that machshava, that intent, would passel the bird, because that's indeed something that's not supposed to be done. Now, if we skip to the facing page, where this section of the Gemara ends, right before the Mishnah, we find Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said, "Idnokat luhu b'rosh mizbeach hachinami." If the person would be standing on the mizbeach with the item in his hands, then we would paskin avir mizbeach ki mizbeach domi. The airspace is indeed considered the mizbeach. Ki ka'omar, what's the case that we're going to consider as a question? Detalinhu bikanya, that he's standing on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash with a pole, and the pole has this item, the meat or whatever, and he brings the pole to the mizbeach such that the item is now in the airspace of the mizbeach. So where he's standing is not the mizbeach, but the thing is in the airspace. My, what would be the halacha in that case? And the Gemara says, Teiku, that question will remain. The Rambam, in Psulei HaMikdashim Gimel Yud Beis, writes quite plainly, Va'avir mizbeach kimizbeach. The airspace of the mizbeach is like the mizbeach, and he does not mention this interesting case of Rav Ashi, which the Gemara says remains as a question. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.